The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Now, Ira mentioned in the break, and it's necessary to remind people that as you look at Michigan's schedule, or Michigan's record, I should say, the Wolverines currently sit 17-5. How many of those games are to loss? How many of those losses are to ranked opponents?
Four of them are not just ranked opponents, Sam. Four of the losses are to top 10 opponents, because there are four Big Ten teams in the top 10, plus Michigan's in the top 20. The Big Ten is stacked.
Yeah, rough and rugged Big Ten. Three games last week, two of those against top 10 teams. We already talked to Kim about the one against Indiana. We'll pick up this week talking about the game at Maryland, and then, of course, followed by the game at Minnesota. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Ira. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, after a week where you have three games to have a few days to prepare for the next opponent, had to be a welcomed circumstance as you guys are preparing to play the Illini coming up on Thursday now. But let's go back to last Thursday and talk about the matchup with number 10 Maryland down at College Park. And Kim wasn't in the locker room to know which, or the film room to know what you said to the team. But I kind of suspect part of the conversation had to do with turnovers, because that to me was the stat, at least the one for you guys, the stat that was the most problematic.
Yeah, definitely. And we knew Maryland was, going to pressure us, a super athletic team, really forces a ton of turnovers, playing at their place. And we didn't handle the pressure really well. After we talked about Indiana, we wanted to really work on our rebounding, and that was the point of emphasis of ours heading into Maryland. And we did a much better job in that area, but we didn't handle the turnovers. And Sam, like you started saying at the beginning, we had a tough week. I mean, we were coming off of a Rutgers game a week and a half ago where it was at 8:30 p.m. You know, you get back in the middle of the night, and then you have a three-game week approaching, and two of them were on the road. We had to go to Maryland, and it was a snowstorm, so we're delayed 5 hours to get there. It's another late game, got pushed back, get home really late. Then we have to turn around and go to Minnesota and another five-hour flight delay. So it was a tough week. And I think sometimes, I heard Ira say, and I appreciate, we had some tough losses against top 10 teams in the country. But it's also your schedule and kind of when you play people, too, and your prep time. So for our preparation for Maryland, coming off of Indiana was really, a day of practice. And, they really jumped on us with their pressure, and we didn't handle the pressure too well and turn the basketball over. So obviously that's something that we're going to work on this week, preparing for Illinois.
Yeah, that was kind of why I brought up three games in 1 week. You wonder, I always wonder when there's something like that, is it, do you chalk it up to that team? They just got you. Is it more you than them? And I always don't want to take away credit from them, but I just felt like for it to be like that, there it had to be something more to do with, like, your own team. And in this case, it sounds like the short prep with the weather and whatnot really impacted you guys in this game.
I mean, Maryland's a great team, and like you said, Sam, you don't want to take anything away from your opponent. I mean, they're a top 10 team. They're really playing well. They have an All-American candidate, so they're a great team. But it is, like, Ohio State was number two in the country coming into this week, and they had a three-game week, and they lost three straight. Mm-hmm. Their third one being at home to an unranked team. So, it's just, it's kind of who you play, but when you play them as well.
Right.
And we're a team, we feel like if we have some prep, we really work on the things that we really need to work on. And usually we can be pretty successful. But you know, this is our second three-game week, and you hold your breath, because then we got to go to Minnesota, and you're like, oh my goodness, now we're on the road again. Like, you know, that could be a really tough game on the road in the league. And Minnesota was coming off of a bye week, so mm-hmm. they didn't have any games preparing for us. So, but that's, you know, that's college basketball, and,
right.
and that's, you know, how it is. And we always talk to our team, you know, try to spin it and make it a positive, you know, it gets you ready for the Big Ten tournament. It gets you ready for the NCAA tournament. And you know, you have to be a team that is able to respond very quickly to your next opponent. And those teams that are the ones that can be really successful. So I think this first go around, you know, is really preparing us for what every team in our league is about and what to expect on any given night. And yeah, we didn't handle Maryland's pressure too well, and that's an area where we've gotten better for sure. But we hadn't faced a team like them in a minute that really pressured like them, with the exception maybe of Ohio State. So that's definitely an area where we're going to continue to improve.
Right, and so. You just made a great point in talking about Ohio State. Look, you know, the last game in a three-game week, it almost like, okay, whoever you play can be more challenging. Mm-hmm. You add to it that you're on the road, right? I know it's a different yeah. team, but it's noteworthy to me that, you know, took much better care of the basketball than your Rutgers in the backcourt. They made you right. As Layla and Leah went out, I had really efficient floor games, shooting, took care of the basketball for the most part, you know, got teammates involved. It was the kind of game, and really the third quarter, that was the thing that I want to talk to you about, because I know you said this has been a coaching point, how you come out of the break. You came out of the break in this game and put them away.
Yeah, that was nice to see, Sam. And obviously, Leah Brown, you know, leads our team, and she got us going early. You know, she can do it in so many ways, and scoring is a big part of her game, but really her playmaking ability and her ability to get others involved. And she did a great job of that. And Layla Felia has just been phenomenal, and they had a really tough time defending her. So she was able to get going early, which was awesome. But then we came out in the third quarter and just really jumped on them, and were really able to pull away. I think we had a 27-7 third quarter,
wow.
which was awesome. And yeah, it gave an opportunity for a lot of other people to play some good minutes, and for some of the younger kids to get a couple minutes in the game as well. So we don't have very many games like that in the Big Ten where we have that kind of lead and everyone can get an opportunity to get in. So it was nice to be able to have that kind of lead and for everyone to play.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of give your starters a little bit more of a blow in this game than they would typically get, especially, like I said, the last game in a three-game slate. But you get a little bit more time to prep heading into Illinois, and I'm curious, coming off of last week, what have been the things that you've stressed the most in practice in preparation for the Illini, and tell us what they'll bring to the table?
Yeah, Illinois is a much, much improved team. They were a team that really struggled in our league the last couple of years, and they had a coaching change in the off season, and they have gotten a bunch of transfers in the off season. So they were off to a record-breaking start, and they were ranked a couple of weeks ago. They're ranked in the country, and they're doing really well. They're led by three guards, and really play fast tempo. Really try to get downhill, dynamic playmakers. So they're going to be tough. They're going to be extremely tough. It will definitely be a challenge for us, and they're having a great season.
Yeah, it is. It's good to be at home, though. That's the thing. I mean, I didn't realize as we were talking last week. I mean, you know, anytime you're facing ranked teams is tough, as we just talked about. But three games in a week, and you're traveling, Kim. I mean, when the schedule came out, you had to be like, what, I mean, who doesn't like us?
And it's the second one, too, Sam. I'm not sure. I think we might have one more. I don't know. Yeah, it's tough. And I try to think about how I feel, you know, how the student-athletes feel that. Or if I feel tired, I'm not playing. And they're playing, like, tough physical games. So I think everyone couldn't wait to have a day off yesterday. Yeah. And it's a bummer. You know, I talked to my boy. He plays college basketball at a small D3 school in Boston, and he has a schedule where they play every Wednesday and Saturday. So he has every Sunday off. And I talked to him on Sunday night, and I was like, man, I'm so jealous. You have a Sunday. Like, you could, you know, do your chores, go to church, have, you know, dinner. Like, we have a Monday. So everybody goes to work anyway, and the kids are in school. Our players have to go to class. So it's nice to get a day off from practice, but it's not your traditional day off. But it was great for our team to just kind of get a day of rest. I think everybody really needed just a day of rest. Yeah. And at this time of the year, you know, with the colds and the flu and everything else that's going around, you try to just, your recovery is so important. So yeah, yesterday we didn't have practice. That was the first time in a minute. But it was great. But I miss them, so I can't wait to see everybody today. It feels like, you know, you're with people all the time, and then you don't see them for 24 hours, and it feels really weird.
Right. Yeah, it was three or four. It was the Rutgers game that was the prior Thursday. I was on the road, and you were at home Monday, as you know. But then two straight games on the road. You got Illinois coming up, and then not to look past Illinois, but there is this game coming up on Sunday that happens to be it's around here. It's a significant game, wouldn't you say, Kim?
It's always a significant game, and it's always a challenging game for us when we have to go to their place. They're really a solid team, and you know, they've had some great wins. They beat Indiana, which is I think the only team that beat Indiana. So they're really a tough team, and we got them here. So, you know, anytime we got to go to their place, it's going to be a battle, and that should be to be a fun one. So if anybody wants to drive from Ann Arbor to Lansing or East Lansing, please feel free. We can use as many fans as possible Thursday night and Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt. Because look, this is for the fans, not for you, Kim. It was a different game in East Lansing. Right? Yeah. I can't remember the young lady was hitting all the threes. She got locked down when she came to Ann Arbor. But
yeah,
like, man, it's like, this is ridiculous. Yes. I got to pull up the stat sheet now to remember.
We don't need to relive it. We just have to get ready for it. We will be there on Thursday. We will be there on and we will be there on Sunday.
You're exactly right. That's who it was.
I didn't forget, Sam. I know. And they were like two buzzer beaters. I know.
Anyway,
and this is last year, and it's still like turning my stomach. So yeah, we don't really let it go. I guess you didn't let it go either, Sam. So you're part of the staff.
I didn't. So, folks, that is a call to action. Get on out and support the Maize and Blue, of course, on Thursday against Illinois. But get in that car, support the Maize and Blue up at East Lansing. So
you know where we'll be on Sunday, Sam.
You know, so the bad juju doesn't come back and affect the Maize and Blue. Kim, we love you. Good luck this week, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. So great to talk to you, as always. Go Blue.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Kim Barnes. Arico, yes, Matilda Eck was who did it to Michigan up in East Lansing.
We remember, Sam.
Last year. And it's like, what the hell?
I try to block it's amazing because, I mean, you heard Kim. She goes right to it. Like, coaches remember those things. They'll never forget them. I try to block those out as best as I can.
I just pulled it up. She was 2 for 8 from the field, but she was 2 for 4 from 3. And those threes were just like.
Yeah, and she said they were buzzer. They were right. They were clutch.
The hell? Anyway.
I know. I remember. But we'll be back. We're looking forward to the trip once again. We love going up and supporting the ladies up at East Lansing.
Yes, sir. As always,
by the way, just a total aside, I don't know if you saw there, Susie Marchant was in the hospital.
I did not see that.
She had a medical emergency while driving, but she has now since been released from the hospital. She was not at their last game. I believe they announced that she was released yesterday, and sounds like she's okay, but I don't have a lot more information than that, but it was one of those things that just comes across, you know, social media that Michigan State's women's basketball coach, you know, had a medical emergency while driving, ends up in the hospital, but then was there for, I want to say, a few days, but she's now home, either went home yesterday or the day before, but I don't believe was with them when their game against Illinois, but I don't know what her status is when she's coming back with the team, but it was one of those scary things, which, you know, you root against people, you get opinions about people, whether you like them or not, you know, it's about, you don't generally like them because they're coaches. It's not right. about people, right? So hope she's doing all right, and kind of hope to see her on the on that sideline on Sunday, because then you know that things are all right with her medically, and then I'd rather beat them with her on the sideline than beat her team with her not there.
No doubt. All right, folks, we got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.